And Dr. Lorcan Martin, the president of the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland, is on the line now to talk to us about his serious reservations about the new planned mental health bill and how it would deal with severely mentally ill patients who've been admitted to hospital involuntarily. Dr. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
So the Mental Health Bill 2024, which it is the government's intention to proceed with, that's bringing together and updating all the relevant laws since 2001. I presume you think that's a good thing, but your concern is about patients who are admitted for against their will. Describe why you're so concerned about the new provisions.
Well, if the legislation goes ahead in its current iteration, what will happen is that the patient will be able to be detained involuntarily, but not treated, pending an application to the court and then an order being given by a judge. So you'll have a situation where the doctor will detain, but the judge will decide on treatment. And we've no idea how long that will take. And bearing in mind that these are severely ill patients who are extremely distressed frequently by their symptoms, it really is cruel. And you know, they are often quite tormented by their symptoms, delusions, hallucinations, profound depression. And, you know, obviously you want to alleviate that distress as quickly as possible. You want to treat the illness as quickly as possible. And of course, untreated illness comes with its own problems as well. It means people stay in hospital longer. It's going to put extra pressure on beds for other patients and so on. So, but coming back to the severely ill patient themselves, who is the focus of this, the obvious thing to do is to treat illness as quickly as possible.
There is, however, isn't there, in the legislation, a 21-day window where you can go ahead with treating such an individual while you apply to the courts. Is that not adequate?
Well, that only applies under particular risk situations where the patient may be a risk, an immediate and serious risk to them, of harm to themselves or others, or to their own health or the health of others. And the vast majority of people who are involuntarily detained won't fit into that particular group. They are just extremely ill and by dint of their illness don't know they're ill and don't know they require treatment, but still could be extremely distressed and tormented by their symptoms. But they won't fit into that category, so the 21-day window won't apply.
So it's the risk criterion is the problem. You want to be able to go ahead with treatment without that having to be the threshold?
Yes, and I mean, ideally, I mean, the college would propose that a combined treatment and admission order would be the elegant solution. I mean, what we're looking at here are people who don't have capacity, and we have no issue, you know, with capacity assessment. Although it's not in the current Mental Health Act, the Mental Health Commission now obliges to check capacity for a patient before we proceed with treatment. So we've no issue with a capacity assessment, but the issue we have is with those who don't have capacity, who are so unwell that they don't realise they need treatment, would be left untreated for a period of time.
But somebody, they may or may not have capacity, but they always have human rights, don't we? And, you know, in this century, the understanding and the definition of human rights has come a long way. And that's what the bill is trying to reflect in wanting the courts to supervise people being treated against their will.
Well, I suppose the first thing we should look at is in terms of both the European Convention of Human Rights and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, both make reference to no one being subjected to torture or inhuman or degrading treatment. I suppose more specifically, though, looking at Article 25 of the Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities, they talk about having the highest attainable standard of health without discrimination on the basis of disability, but also early identification and intervention as appropriate. And the emphasis there is on early, and also services designed to minimise and prevent further disability. And not treating somebody is not going to minimise or prevent further disability. In fact, it may make it worse. So I think an important thing is we have to balance human rights. So, you know, of course, human rights are very important, and the right to autonomy and the right to liberty and so on. But we must balance that also against rights to, you know, health and treatment and so on as well.
So less lawyer and more doctor.
Well, I mean, no one is saying we shouldn't have regulations. And I think, you know, we're talking about a very, very vulnerable section of the community here. Only the most ill patients tend to go into psychiatric hospitals, and only the most severely ill of that group would be involuntarily detained. So obviously there must be checks and balances, there must be regulations, there must be protections. But what we're asking for is the ability to treat these very seriously ill patients as quickly and as humanely as possible.
So what do you want to happen next?
Well, the bill at the moment is under review for amendments, and we are hoping that when that happens, that the legislators will consider an admission and treatment order so that we can proceed with treatment as soon as possible, so that the person has both their distress alleviated but also their illness treated as quickly as possible.
Dr. Lorton Martin, President of the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.